Hello, and thank you for joining us for our BNI San Diego podcast. Today, I'm really excited because I'm joined by Jenny Edwards, one of our amazing BNI referral partners here in the San Diego area. Jenny, tell us a little bit about you.
Oh, thanks so much, Ed. I appreciate that. Well, I have been a photographer for 17 years and also a member of BNI for 13 years almost.
Isn't that long already?
Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
And you're currently the chapter of your BNI chapter here in San Diego.
I'm the president, yes.
I'm sorry, the president of BNI Synergy Network is the chapter name. Great group of individuals. We highly recommend if you're listening and you want to go visit a great chapter, go visit BNI Synergy. They're a great group of people.
Thank you.
Well, terrific. Let's go ahead and get right on into our topic. It's going to be a fun one today. And the topic title is your vision creating visibility for you? So let's get right into it. Jenny, take it away.
Well, I like to think about we talk about in BNI, we talk about visibility, credibility that leads to profitability, VCP. And visibility is super important for me and what I do with photography and video, because you have to first show up, right? That's one of the first steps to success. Yeah,
how can you be visible if you're not present, if you're not there in front of someone?
Yeah, exactly. How can you build the relationship without being visible? So let's be honest, a lot of people are kind of in their cave of isolation, in their home office, and it's comfortable to just be in this space, but you want to be visible because you want to expand your message. You have a bigger vision, right, of how you want to make an impact in the world, don't you?
Absolutely. And I like how you put it, right? Because as a matter of fact, just a couple of days ago was our fourth anniversary of this little thing called BNI COVID, or at least here in Southern California, where we went to staying in place, I think the term was. So creating visibility in from that standpoint, as you said, you know, for a lot of business professionals, it pushed us into our homes, into our home offices. So creating visibility when we couldn't go out there was a whole new phenomenon for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's where I think a lot of people had to shift to showing up online and showing up in, you know, Zoom events and online things and networking.
Instagram and videos and all kinds of things.
Yeah. So that's when I started really teaching people more about visibility, how you can make your own videos, how you can edit your own videos, really show up and be professional. And then really, of course, create that. Ultimately, you're building trust. You're building that relationship with people.
So do you firmly, I would imagine that you would firmly believe, especially with what you do, that element of credibility that you can actually, it can be built through video, that it can be built through creating a presence for yourself, you know, that goes back to that portion of visibility, getting out there in the community, and building it through video and through your presence, just being seen.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And being seen, what I love is helping people connect their heart to their voice.
Mm.
So how do we do that with using especially storytelling?
Oh, yes.
It's like, storytelling, because stories evoke such emotion, right? And emotion is what moves people to take action. So if you have something that you're a service, a product, and you can tell a story that really captures their attention, that makes them want to lean in more, be curious. It's the stories that are really going to help them move towards the cha-ching, actually hiring you.
Well, I think it's when I think of stories, I think of when we're sharing a story with someone or whatever we're doing, that element of story, there's a possibility to find commonality with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in that commonality that you said, as you put it, it draws you in and it makes you want to know a little bit more.
Yeah, exactly. And when you can, like the commonality, when you can see, because I teach a lot about, you know, you've heard of the hero's journey story. Yeah. And looking at not only seeing how your own life, you've shown up as your hero's journey, but what are the values that are most important for your life that are parallel values to your client? So how, in your struggle, what came up for you that they are currently experiencing? So that's a really heartfelt, heart-centered way that you can also be seen as a credible expert because you've gone through these life experiences.
So when, for our B&I people, when they're doing their weekly presentation or their feature presentation, that element of the story that is shared during that time, it allows you to take a peek into how you're able to help someone.
Exactly.
And in your experience with helping people on the video side of things and teaching people not only how to create content and edit it, but to be able to put it in the right places, what are some of the things that you see that people struggle with?
Well, first of all, again, showing up, not ever making the video, saying that they're going to, but not doing it, and struggling with how to convey this message in a brief way. Brevity is a big struggle because people think like, oh, I'll just sit down and I'll write up this thing, but then they're going off on tangents and, you know, it's hard to hone it down, especially within some of the specifications that we see in social media, like highlight reels or social reels that are 60 seconds. You know, I edit people's videos and I have to repurpose things into, it's a challenge to get things down to less than 60 seconds. But it is important, and it's something that we can really use and refine, especially as B&I members, because we are used to getting up in front of people and doing, you know, maybe 45 second or a 60 second presentations every week. Why not turn that into a video? Whoa, ding, ding, ding. What if you just used that content, made a little video and posted that every week? How cool would that be?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Well, and think about, I love the one of the words in our title is vision, right? Your vision for you, for your company, your vision for how you want to support and help and develop your customer base, and then take that vision and then bring it into a story, a vision board, a video, so that people can actually get to see a little bit about who you are. Because let's face it, when we're tooting our own horn or we're talking about ourselves, people are just kind of looking around going, yeah, this is just someone who's talking about themselves. But when you can take your vision and create a story on how you've helped a customer or been a part of somebody's success, it changes the way that people look at you.
Yeah, it really does. Especially if you can, you know, we talk about giver's gain as the philosophy in B&I. And I really roll that into my vision as well, as like, how, who am I helping and how can I better their lives? I mean, I created this Zoom background with my mission. And I think this is something I would love to see more people do this, because having my mission or your vision of what you're creating visible, you're going to all these Zoom rooms, you know, every week, right?
It's our new life, right? Zoom is part of our new life.
And if you're in like a sea of faces on the screen, you have no idea what a lot of these people do or what they're about or what's their mission or what's their drive. And if you could actually see that, I mean, I know I would be personally called to reach out to more people in some of these big online events that I might not ever have access to. So I think that would be a cool, really cool aspect, sharing the vision. And then also once people know what your vision is, like you said, they're more apt to wonder, how can I relate to it? Or, oh, I know somebody that also wants to do that. Like, maybe I could introduce you could collaborate. Or, oh, I know somebody that has, you know, property in that area that you want to buy in, or, you know, whatever it is.
No, I like that. And again, that's where we can pull people in. But as you said, first and foremost, you've got to show up. And for a lot of people, since we're talking about video and whatnot, there's a lot of people out there that don't know how to do it. It's overwhelming. It's intimidating. So, you know, with the types of customers that you help in this particular area, what are some key things that you can help people maybe either dumb it down a little bit, or even simplify it so that it's not so overwhelming and they're willing to even try it?
Mm-hmm. Well, first, getting just to the basics of, you know, there's the lighting, there's the background, there's the, you know, you could just do these things on your phone. You can record it on your phone. And if you're making social reels, just record them vertically and less than 60 seconds. And honestly, there's some really great resources that I can share with you guys if you want to do a one-to-one. And we can do like a 30-minute inspiration session, and I can give you some like really great basics on how to get a system. Because if you calendar it and put it, you know, set aside 30 minutes a week, you can really record a lot of videos. I also suggest batching them. Just once you're on, you know, you've got your outfit on, you know, you feel great, you look great, and then you create a series of videos. You could have like a month's worth of videos created all at once. And that's also great for BNI, because you can also have some great content set up for your upcoming presentations.
Absolutely. Anytime we can create value and give people value, it just makes us the more the expert in our particular field, which in turn, when our referral partners, that's what we call our members here in San Diego, is the more that we can support our referral partners, the more likely we are to actually get a referral, which is why we're all here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, when again, we're talking about, you know, creating visibility for ourselves. We're talking about, you know, supporting those individuals who may struggle and are not very familiar with this area. And I'm going to encourage you, if that's you, I'm going to encourage you to reach out to Jenny. Her contact info is going to be down below in the show notes. So make sure you reach out to her. This is someone who I have watched over the last 8 years now. And her presence, when she comes into the room, you know who's in the room because of her personality. And what I love about what Jenny does with her videos and helping people is she helps people create that kind of visibility through video. So you can be energetic. You can be have an incredible visible presence via video if you take the time to do it the right way. And this is where someone like a Jenny, or if you've got someone in your chapter, someone that you know that is in this genre of business, I would encourage you to reach out to them, because creating visibility is incredibly important, probably more important now than ever before. Because Jenny, as you said, there's a lot of platforms. I mean, there are so many avenues of video that people can watch. How do people stand out?
Well, and most important thing is that you want to be in your video. A lot of times people think like, oh, I'll just make a post. I'll just find a stock photo of something. But it's not you. So people want to build trust, build a relationship with you to want to hire you. And it's not about a stock photo. So you are your personal brand, and brand awareness is your visibility. People want to recognize who you are in your authenticity, right? And that shows up in so many ways.
Yeah. And that's what we want. We want to be able to create, again, as you shared right at the beginning, we have the acronym VCP, visibility that leads to credibility, that leads to profitability. And this first element of visibility is where our goal is to move from visibility into profitability, or I'm sorry, not visibility to profitability. We have a lot of people that try to do that and they skip the credibility part, but no, we want to go from visibility and move into credibility. And, you know, video and showing your areas of expertise and the vision for you and your company and how you support your customers. What a great avenue to be able to build credibility, you know, for the people that you're looking to service, looking to serve, you know, as customers.
Yeah.
I like that you touch on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I wanted to, as you mentioned about credibility, definitely do not underestimate the power of testimonials.
Ooh.
Those are like gold. So anytime somebody is giving you a testimonial, especially in B&I, be like, hey, can I borrow you for 30 seconds right after the meeting and get a quick video of that? And just record them on your phone and make sure you have, you know, decent lighting. You can see the light in their eyes. That helps build trust. And grab that and post it, because that is important. Like, people are looking, that's social proof. That's how you can really build that expertise, that credibility, and build trust.
So let's go back to that word. I like that phrase, social proof. What do you mean by social proof?
Social proof. Well, it's really about, you know, the power of how you can leverage people's opinions.
Yeah, it's a good way
ultimately
to put it.
It's like, even if they're strangers, you know, you look at Yelp, it's like, it's all strangers that post things, and somehow it's super important.
Well, and isn't that true? We have these things. What's the app? The neighborhood app. Next door, right? And we're getting information about things that are around us from people we don't even know.
Yeah.
But because it's a sense of community, we take what their words are, and we take it and go, oh, if this many people are saying that this person's really good, that means I may need to touch base with this person and do some business with them.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where, again, that video comes into play. And as you said, I love how you put it, like at the end of your meeting, or if you're meeting with a client, if you're at their home, if you're at their business and you're meeting with a client and everything's going really well, and you've actually maybe even finished that element of business, you know, stepping out and asking them, hey, would it be okay if we took 30 seconds? And, you know, a written testimonial is fantastic, but holy moly, getting a video testimonial, it's a game changer.
Totally. And that's the kicker, is asking them right there at the end of the service, at the end of the meeting, whatever it is, like right then and there, in the power of the moment. Because oftentimes people wait until they're, you know, the next few days, and they send them an email and they never hear back. We never get a testimonial back. And they went, oh, I never got it. Oh. And sometimes they'll ask me, I have my clients sometimes set up so I can do a video testimonial, or set up a Zoom interview with their clients and actually record a testimonial and edit it and all the things. And I agree, there's so much power in just asking them right then and there, capturing it, and then you have the content, and then you can use it.
Well, there's nothing like you said, there's nothing like being in the moment, because everything is so relevant, because we just finished the transaction. We just met. So everything is top of mind. But as you put it, the key here is being willing to ask. Because you don't get if you don't ask. So take the time. And again, building social proof, what an important topic. I mean, we may even need to come back on and do another podcast on, you know, building social proof and what that looks like and how that can benefit you and your business. Jenny, I love the fact of when I'm at your chapter or when I'm interacting with you, you exude excellence. Everything you do and how you support your customers is of the highest standard. Yeah. I like that, right? The heart. There's an image again that when we see someone and you know on things like Instagram and a TikTok and all these things where when you see someone that's doing a live event and you see all the little hearts that are going up and the little bubbles above it, well, that's going to show that people are in agreement. There's your social proof, as you were talking about, right? So it's very relevant and very now. But the key thing is being willing to just step out there and do something.
Exactly. And that's so important in life, right? And business. It's the expansion of the comfort zone. And I think that the more that we can push ourselves and but also boost ourselves up and celebrate our successes. That's been, you know, my motto, like make every day a celebration. And, you know, you can keep little props next to you, like, yay. I love little things that I can boost myself up. And then you're probably going to need to boost your clients up to make those testimonial videos. Cause like many people, and this is an often common thing, is we get so much in our heads of why, it's not perfect. I can't make a video unless I look a certain way or lose 10 pounds or whatever. Just do it. And the imperfection people appreciate because you're human.
That's authenticity that you said earlier, right?
Exactly.
And it also goes to show, because let's face it, I think a lot of times people get, you know, when they see somebody on stage or they see someone that's a speaker and they look all polished and everything looks good, there's no relatability there. Mm-hmm. I could never be that person because I could never be that polished. But when someone shows up very authentically, particularly on video, it's like, oh, I can relate to them. You know, the busy working mom, the you know, whatever it is that is showing up. Like you said, just show up, just be you.
Exactly.
So as we come to a close, you know, with your expertise and the things that you've seen and done over the last several years and supporting businesses with video and teaching them not only how to make the video, but edit and various things. What's a key takeaway that we can leave our audience with today until you come back with us again for a future podcast?
First, schedule it. Ooh. Put it in your calendar as a consistent weekly activity. And then also you can start making notes of what kind of content that you're going to create. You know, it could be like we talked about values. Maybe you're going to do a quick 30 seconds about certain values that you have that relate to your target audience. It could be part of your vision. What's one thing that you see in the future of your life, of your business, of the world that people could relate to and get excited about? And just start, you know, creating a list so you have something to go from, and that moves you forward. That inspires you and that gets you excited.
I love that. And even just look at, as a last thing, just look at your day, look at your week, look at your time with your kids, your time, you know, on a vacation. Use the things that are around you to be able to share with people. It's amazing how things like TikTok and Instagram, they're all story videos, and we fall in love with people by those stories, by being authentic. And as you said, the authentic you. Jenny, thank you so much for joining us today. I look forward to having you again, join us again in the near future. For our listeners and our viewers, if you want to reach out to Jenny, talk to her, do a one-to-one with her, connect with her, all of her contact information will be below. Make sure you reach out. And we look forward to seeing you back here next week with another amazing and fantastic guest that will be joining us on our BNI San Diego podcast. Again, Jenny, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Have a great afternoon, everyone.
This episode of the BNI San Diego podcast has been brought to you by Cruise Productions, a San Diego-based video production company and proud BNI member. You can find us at the intersection where business and creativity meet, or online at cruiseproductionsinc.com.